Dixon faced an allegation that she had violated her probation by falling behind on court-ordered restitution. She, as part of her plea deal 3 years ago, had to pay $45,000 to nonprofit organizations. And it came to light in November that she had fallen behind on the payments, substantially fallen behind. So she had to be in court to face the allegation that she had violated her probation. In the meantime, she had brought herself up to date on the payments, not just to catch up, but also to pay it off entirely. So the bottom line of what happened today was that she was cleared, her record has been cleared, provided two checks clear her account with probation and parole, but her probation is going to come to an end. So this criminal case that has obviously dogged her for quite some time will now officially come to a close.
Did she offer any reasoning in court why she fell behind on her payments, Jane, and how she was able to come up with the money all of a sudden?
She did not. She was not asked. She did take the stand to talk about the organizations where she served her 500 hours of community service. That was the other stipulation. And a probation agent was there to say that she actually completed her community service obligation in December, a year ago. So those were the two things that she had to complete. She had told us in an interview in November that she fell behind in the payments because, just like everybody else in an economic downturn, she had, you know, had some financial issues that she had to resolve. We do not know the source of the funds. I mean, she has obviously come up with the money. It's about $27,000 that she has paid over the past couple of weeks to satisfy the obligation.
Her total bill was like almost 80-some thousand, correct, in restitution?
No, it's $45,000.
$45,000, okay.
$45,000 is what she had to pay,
okay.
And she was behind. She was in arrears by about $13,000, but it was put on the record in court today that the checks were listed, that she has now fulfilled her obligation.
She always told us, reporters, Jane, constantly that we'd hear the real story from her side, and it hasn't really been told that much from her. Did she say anything in court at all or shed any light on this whole experience before the judge?
Not at all. Afterwards, she spoke very briefly and said she was just very glad to put it behind her. We tried to ask her about the possibility of a political future, and she wasn't happy to get that question. Really asked people to give her some space. So this is going to be an interesting couple of years. She obviously still has support in the community. That the next city election has been put off until 2016, so she's got a fair amount of time to consider it, kind of test the water for that. You know, she's certainly got that as it's a possibility that she would again try to run in city politics.